You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Preds back on the ice tonight. Chris Mason joining us here, of course, C. Mace on the television broadcast. Pregame at 6, puck drop at 7. If you're not listening, of course, on ESPN 102.5 The Game, you can check him out on Fox Sports there. C. Mace, how are you, buddy? How was your Thanksgiving, man?
I'm doing great, buddy. How are you guys?
Doing well, doing well. What do you make of, and you played the position for many years at a very, very high level. UC Saros and Pekka have an extraordinary relationship. It feels like Pekka great at the beginning of the year, UC not as much. Now UC's playing better, Pekka maybe not as much. How much of a luxury is it at this point of the season to have these two guys, and how much do you want an actual pecking order worked out before the playoffs start?
It's obviously great to have that situation. I mean, you know, it's something I think a lot of people don't quite understand, that relationship, and usually some of the best friends that I had on my team were always goalies. And it's kind of funny because you're competing for the same ice time and only one of you can play. But I think, in this situation, especially with them both being from Finland, young, old, one is kind of an older school, one's kind of a new school, I just think it's the perfect match made in heaven, I guess, for a goalie tandem in terms of the way that UC's developed and the way that Pekka's really evolved his game. So I think that's awesome. But, you know, as of now, I don't think there definitely needs to be a pecking order by playoffs, which is a long, long time away, and there's a long way to go before there. I think eventually you want to obviously get a guy that you're going to go with, and you say, well, he's going to be starting playoffs. But as of now, looks like they're both playing well. Pekka's, coming off a shutout. He had a little tough stretch there, and you mentioned Saros at the beginning of the year. But it's huge. It's huge to have that position solidified. So if both guys are going great, it makes things easier, or maybe tougher for the coaches, but a lot easier for the guys in front of them.
Now, Pekka, I mean, I said not Pekka.
It's very complimentary.
Exactly. See, Mace, obviously, the sort of tourist watch is in full effect, considering what has happened up until this point. RV going down, Peter choosing to, bring guys up to kind of, be in his place. And not turning toward Turris. Do you think we will see Kyle Turris tonight or anytime within the next two or three games?
Well, based on practice, it looks that way. And I think, it's probably a good time, especially matchup-wise. And, I hope this, when it's going on, and I guess, sometimes you question – everybody questions every decision made in sports, and that's a good thing, I think. But at the end of the day, it's a coach's decision, and I think he was putting a lineup that he felt, needed some balance in terms of the, having certain role player guys that are able to defend, play a heavy game, along with your skill guys to complement that. And that's important to have that balance, especially when you have lines that you need to play certain roles out there, and you need X amount of penalty killers and all that type of thing. But, Kyle Turris is a proven commodity. He's been a star player in this league. He's put up a lot of points. And this is, hopefully coming on to a thing of the past. And if he gets an opportunity tonight, he'll looks like he's slotted in one of the top two lines. So that's where he should be in a lineup. And that suits his game. So I think if we see him tonight, he's going to obviously have a lot of eyes on him. But, he's been a top player in this league, so I don't see any reason why he can't get back in the lineup tonight and stay there.
See, Mace, just take us through, the human element of this, which is you're a guy who has been a And you, I'm sure during stretches of your career where you maybe weren't the starter, you just talked about competing with guys for ice time, and you're sitting on the bench, but you have to sort of mentally be ready at any moment to go into the game, either because you've been named a starter for that night or whatever. In Kyle's case, he's making a lot of money. You got to be a professional about it. So sort of take the fans through the actual human side of this. How hard is it to stay? Because we hear about the backup quarterback in football all the time. Hey, be ready when your number is called. How hard is it actually mentally to stay ready when your number is called, but not be in the game for a week or 2 weeks? What is the mental side of that like?
It is hard, honestly, and especially, you know, in a situation like Kyle's been in. It's tough because you want to play. You expect to play. You obviously have a lot of belief in your game and that you should be out there, and it's nothing against your teammates or the guys that are playing on the ice. You're going to be 100% supportive of them, and you know, you're going to be happy when they win and all those types of things. But when you're not playing the games and you have to go to the rink and you have to stay because you have to get bag skated after to keep your conditioning level up and, you know, all these types of things, you're on the ice early, which is good too. It's good to get that. But after a while, it becomes tough to do. And mentally, it is a battle because, you know, during the games, guys are on the ice and they're playing the game and, you know, you're working out trying to, you know, keep your strength and conditioning up while the guys are playing a game. And it's tough. And especially, you know, that's probably something that, you know, Turris hasn't had to go through in his career, or much of it anyway, unless he was, you know, back in his younger days, I'm not sure. So it is tough. But again, you know, the closer you get and getting back into that lineup, and, you know, hopefully if he gets in there tonight, he'll be ready to go and he'll get the juices flowing and you get that nerves and that excitement to get back in the lineup as well, you know, to get that rush of the adrenaline of playing in a game and battling with your teammates. So it can be a good thing. And I'm just hoping, you know, this gets, you know, he comes in, plays a good game. And then, you know, later down the road in the season, we won't even be, you know, we won't be worrying about this. We'll be looking back as, you know, a part of the season that, you know, these tough times and all those sorts of things are part of the whole bigger picture in the story.
Chris Mason joining us here on Morning Drive. We will be giving away two tickets to tonight's game coming up in like 5 minutes, so you don't want to miss that. And by the way, I apologize, the game on NBCSN, Chris, so I apologize. Not on the call, of course, tonight, but you'd be in the building, right?
I'll be in the house, oh yeah.
There we go. Now, yeah. The Preds have won three of the last five games, and we know what went on before that. They were in this slump. They were giving up goals in bunches. What do you believe has been sort of the change for them? Has it been because they hadn't scored as many goals, but they haven't given up no more than, you know, four goals? I think they gave up four against the Golden Knights. But before that, you know, they gave up seven, they gave up five, they gave up six. Do you think it's more so a true concentration toward playing hard-nosed defense?
I do. I think, you know, there's got to be a realization, I think, for a team if, you know, you want to have success, especially in the postseason. I know you can't do this for 82 games, but you have to start playing, you know, in quotations, the right way. And for the Predators, to me, the right way is, yes, you have a fast team. Yes, you have some guys that are capable of putting up offensive numbers. But you have to have a commitment to defense, and that's not just your defensemen. That's everybody on the ice. That's your offensive players. You have to be committed to keeping the puck out of the net. You might not get as many offensive chances, but I guarantee you'll give up, you know, 30% less against you than you're going to get. And I think that's when the Predators are at the best, is when the guys are, you know, they're making smart reads. They're not taking those 50-50 chances when you can go for a puck, and maybe you get it, maybe you don't. If you don't get it, you know, the other team comes back the other way and they're on an odd man rush, you know, even though if you poke that puck away, you might get a shot or you might keep the puck in the zone. And I think lately the guys have really bought into that and they're playing a lot better defensively and structured. And to me, that's going to give them the best chance to win, because you're not going to be able to score 5-6 goals a game, or 4 goals a game for that matter. So I think if you can, you know, keep the goals against us come way down in those last 5 games that you're talking about there, 2D Mace. So I think that's the key for the Predators. You got to be willing to win some games 2-1 and 3-2 instead of the 6-5s and roll the dice with those ones.
Can you teach physicality and heaviness over the course of a season, or is that only something you can change with personnel moves?
Well, to me, it's over the long haul. That's personnel, and I think that's, you know, why you have a guy like Matthew Olivier in the lineup and Austin Watson and guys like that. That's part of their game. You know, you can't just say, you can't tell, you know, let's say Kyle Turris go out there and play heavy and be get in the forecheck. You can bring more of an element of that and add that to your game. But I think, you know, personnel and toughness wise is part of why somebody's in the lineup and their game. So I think it's a tough thing, but you can do it as if your team takes that mentality where you're going to, you know, you're going to finish your checks and you're going to go to the net hard and you're going to, you know, be heavy on pucks on the back check and all those types of things. I think you can have an element of it, but it's a fine line. It's part of who a player's identity is. And sometimes, you know, you can get out of your comfort zone a little bit, but over the long haul, it's tough to do.
Chris Mason, man, always a pleasure, bud. Enjoy some, you know, kick your feet up and have some popcorn and watch the game tonight. You don't get to do that very often.
I think I will, actually. I'm gonna go schmooze and watch some hockey. I'm going to be the biggest fan in the building tonight.
I love it. See, mate, it's always a pleasure, man. Thanks, dude.
Okay, thanks, guys.
There you have it, Chris Mason. And some interesting stuff there on, you know, physicality, you know, focus on defense. He also thinks that it's important to have a pecking order in the goaltending situation figured out by playoff time, but that right now it's not a problem at all. So don't take it from us. Take it from Chris Mason there.
Yeah, he played the game. He understands it. And he sits there and he watches it intently, game in and game out, you know, and for the Predators, because, and he said it, this team, you know, they got a bunch of fast players. They got guys that can, you know, that are just marksmen, and they can score from anywhere,
snipers,
you know, on the ice. But that means nothing if you're not playing on the other end of the ice. I think the better they become as a defensive team, it will be easier for them offensively to score goals. We see it in every sport. If you play really good defense, it makes your offense a little bit easier. And for the Predators, they're finding, you know, in their three wins, you know, they average just a little bit above three goals a game. And they gave up, you know, four goals in that span. So they're going to score goals, but if they continue to, you know, play defense the way they have been, this team is going to dig themselves out of whatever hole they're in.
And
now
they've already sort of started.
Exactly.
Tonight needs to be a continuation of that, as, again, pregame at 6, puck drop at 7, national broadcast on TV. But you can listen to the local guys right here, of course, on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Now, if you want to go to the game, Derek and Marquise.
Absolutely.
Do we have something for our audience here?
Oh, yes, we do.
Is that what we have?
Ding, 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 ding,
ding,
ding,
handing out stuff all week.
Hey, I'm Santa Claus, Black Santa Claus. Here you go. I'm giving out a pair of
tickets.
That's
actually Lovie Smith, by the way.
Yeah, that is
right.
Totally,
yeah, is
true.
Lovie.
You cannot take Lovie Smith's beard from him.
Absolutely.
You ain't going gray anytime soon.
No. You can win a pair of tickets to see Nashville, the Predators, take on Tampa Bay, the Lightning.
That's tonight.
At Bridgestone Arena.
Hey-o.
Win
tonight.
Absolutely. So be the second caller. Five divided into 10, 102.5. There we go, baby.
That was some funny math there. I don't understand. 615-737-1025. And you'll go to the game tonight. Big finish when we come back.
What's up, everybody? It's Gretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.